Wednesday, July 29th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with a procrastination boo. Yesterday, I was talking about task characteristics and how we need to match the challenge of a task to our skill. And it was based on some work by a Dutch, some thinking at least, by a Dutch colleague, Wendelin van Eerd. And I talked mainly about the kind of challenges that threaten us and how we have to deal with that because we give in to feel good when we feel threatened, and we have to learn how to deal with those threats and see them more as a doable challenge, breaking down the task, thinking about our past successes. But the flip side of that, according to Wendelin, is that tasks that are too easy, that are boring for us, are also things that might lead to a needless delay because we can actually put them off, she argues, because we're strategically delaying to build motivation by building pressure. And that might be the case in some instances, but I think more often than not, what it is that boredom or easy tasks are also seen as aversive. So again, what happens there is we just don't feel like doing it and we give in to feel good again. I don't think it's that we're being strategic per se, at least not consciously, but what we are doing is making ourselves feel better now. So what's the solution here when a task is really boring? Well, the opposite of boring is interesting. And so what we need to do then is a little project spin to make this more interesting. Because interest is an emotion. I think not everyone recognize it as that. That like other emotions, for example, if I said fear, you'd know that fear has a motivational property. We know it as fight or flight. Well, in this case, interest has a motivational property as an emotion, and that is when something is interesting, you're more likely to approach it, and the opposite of interesting is boring, and you're more likely to avoid it. So, to the extent that when we have a boring task or something that's too easy to be interesting, we have to try to spin that to take another perspective on it that allows us to see some aspect of it as challenging, interesting, something that will engage us. And each of us has to do that in our own way. Create a game for ourselves out of really boring tasks, or find something in it in which you might do your very best job, and in that sense, set a challenge and find something more interesting. So the flip side of the fear of failure and the evaluation threat of a too challenging task is a too easy task. And of course, there what we want to do is work to make it interesting. Interest is an emotion and it leads to an approach motivation. So we always have to look to how we can find something not external to us and extrinsically motivated, but something that's more intrinsically motivated and interesting. So that's the message for today in terms of thinking about how to get that skill and challenge to match and to procrastinate less. I'll talk to you tomorrow at Procrastination Boo. And until then, if you want to learn more, check out procrastination.ca.